worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysm starts.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Am I ready? Are we ready?
No.
I'm not sure.
I'm ready!
Sponge E is ready to go, and so are the rest of us, and we hope you are as well. Welcome to A Freak Accident. That's the name of this show, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't have welcomed you to it. That whole sentence would just be confusing and ridiculous. So, yeah, it's A Freak Accident, and our website is afreakaccident.com.
Huh.
Go figure. And
wow.
Our email is freaks, since we're all freaks, at afreakaccident.com. The names of the freaks are me, Crisco, Lazy E, / Sponge E, / Sog E, the Sage Wizard, / Easy E, the
second,
what?
I just wanted to say someone at this table thought of me and dreamt of me in very little clothes.
Oh, no.
Man, he really did not like... Kara tells us, like, before we even get started, she's like, I have something for the first segment. Obviously, that lid has been blown clear off. So, hey, Hornball, what's up?
No. When you hear, you'll know. Is it time to say that? No, let's first finish introducing Mickey.
Surprise, it was actually me. It's every night. And Mickey's here, too. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
Mickey and I both got sketched on the side of our heads. We're rocking the summer hairdos, yeah.
Yeah, because my hair won't stop growing.
Well, you have that problem. I have the problem of it's just way too freaking hot and humid outside.
Well, there's that too.
90 degrees and 90% humidity in Northeast Pennsylvania. That's where we're at.
Does it help your head, like, be keep cooler? Cool? Oh, yeah,
I feel a lot better with less hair on my head, absolutely.
I don't know if I could. Like, my cheeks are like chipmunk cheeks, so I feel like I would look like...
Alvin?
Like a bald chipmunk. Yeah, I don't think it would be...
Can you do the voice?
No. My voice is not super high.
All of the ridiculous, totally not accents that she does, and she can't even fake a chipmunk.
I can't do it.
That's Gollum. That's Gollum posing as a freaking chipmunk.
Oh, I can't
no.
do it.
Oh.
I can't do it.
That's so high.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even. Whatever.
Glass just shattered in somebody's house who was listening to this on their Alexa.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
Alexa, order toilet paper. You're welcome. You never know when you're going to run out, okay? It's always good
That's
to have
true.
Extra.
That is true.
Did I mention the website
yes.
and everything already? I did. Okay,
yeah.
So I got an update with regard to my overall vitality, but I've got to hear about who's having wet dreams about Lazy E. So let's get right to that
there
first.
There was wetness involved in it. Let me explain.
There was? She just confirmed that there was wetness?
Yes.
Well, let me explain how. Okay, so the dream...
There was wetness involved.
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt.
No. So in my dream, we're at work at the radio station, and I am...
Moist.
Nope. That was not the... Anyway, we are at the radio station at work, and I am training a new person and walking them around the halls and showing them where everybody works.
This is in the dream?
In the dream.
Okay.
Yes. So we get down the hall where his office is, and I look in, and I go, oh, Lazy E is in there. And the trainee is like, oh, we opened the door. I said, I think he's working on locals only. And that's like a segment he does where he plays local music. So we peek in. And when we peek in, he's sitting at the computer sweating.
Like, which, not unusual
no.
to start.
Dripping, just dripping, like soaking wet with sweat. If you could picture just nonstop dripping in tighty whities only.
She
but,
thought of me in
wait,
my undies.
So then it gets better. Our coworker Valentine comes up behind me and he says, I really think we need to videotape that and put it on social media. And I'm like, I agree, but we go to look and get the videotape. And when we go back, he's not Lazy E. He's that yellow old guy from The Simpsons.
Hans
that wears,
Mole Man.
Oh.
That's who he actually is in the dream. So it's not actually him in the Tidy Whiteys. It's the guy from The Simpsons. But in my dream, I think that is the same person.
This could have very easily been just a Tuesday afternoon at the
sure.
radio station, frankly.
It was.
Right, yeah.
So
this wasn't a dream.
She so, just remembers it as such because she was high on meth that yeah. day.
And I think the trainee said, like, why is he only in his underwear? And I said, well, obviously he's insanely hot in there because he was sweating so much.
I thought she was just going to leave it at, obviously, he's insanely hot. So why wouldn't you show off that Adonis bod
That's
every chance
right.
you could get?
It was like from the back. I was seeing him from the back.
I bet you were.
That, but it was that yellow guy.
That is his
it
best angle,
so
after
funny.
All.
That's oh, my right. God.
The hashtag rear view.
Yeah, so he was a cartoon character sweating.
In my underwear.
In his underwear in my dream.
I mean, what would you do, though, in a hypothetical situation where there's no air conditioning? That office would probably get really hot.
There's no air conditioning in my office.
There isn't?
No.
There's not even
well,
a vent?
Well, that explains all
yeah.
of that.
His office is always very hot anyway.
I've adapted.
So I need to open a window?
I've turned... There's no window.
He's become a lizard. He just suns himself on rocks over
I'm
the
I'm a
week.
Reptile yeah. now.
Yeah. He's got a rock in there. He just suns himself on it in between making commercials and being on the air.
Yeah, that's pretty much my life.
Totally normal behavior.
So,
yeah. Wait a second. Uh-oh. You might want to scale it back. Lizard.
Because of lizard.
Yeah,
yeah,
got it.
Bad jokes.
That's hysterical.
You know what? This is the second time I mentioned The Simpsons in 2 weeks. You know how The Simpsons has that thing where it like predicts stuff? Maybe they're working through me. Somehow, because I mentioned Simpsons last week too.
They're
remember?
Predicting your life. Are
yeah.
you just Lisa Simpson this entire time?
Oh my gosh, guys! The conspiracy continues. Mickey,
yes,
the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for me?
Not following it.
Well,
I got steroids in my arm.
He's like, and on that note,
did you lift?
Yeah.
No. Well, so I don't know how much I've actually talked about this on the show. I have a shoulder injury that has been plaguing me now for more than a year. It's been chronic, kind of off and on with pain and everything else. It got bad again last winter. Then I was able to like get it to the point where it was feeling better. And then I injured it again Memorial Day weekend when I was putting together one of those canopy things that you put over a patio.
Mm-hmm.
Those, yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting that together and it like it popped.
Ew.
And it was just like a horrific sound. And ever since then, there's been bad. The condition is called crepitus.
Oh my God.
It sounds like a Spider-Man supervillain
yeah.
or something. Doesn't like Spider-Man
oh, no.
versus crepitus. Yeah, here he comes.
Hello, I am crepitus.
Right, yeah, exactly.
He's got like white crap on him. Like, you know how those lizard looking ones always have like kind of white mushy moldy looking
no that's
crap.
You're just thinking about Lazy E again when he throws delouser on himself to clean himself up before he goes into the studio. Yeah, you're just you're getting your dreams in reality conflated
oh
again.
Gosh.
But yeah, so I have crepitus. That's basically when like your joints crack and snap and pop and make all those juicy delicious noises. So that's what's going on. And ever since then, there's been a whole bunch of extra noise action in this shoulder. So that was like Memorial Day weekend. So like I had like appointments with the orthopedic. I had to get the MRI. I mentioned that, how like I took a nice long nappy poo inside the tube. Finally had my follow-up this week. And so he's telling me like, now this whole time I'm like, there's weakness in this. Like I can't move it in certain directions or it pops. So he gave me a steroid shot right into the... Because we found out like it's basically... It is an impingement, but it's less severe than he thought it was originally.
Okay.
So he looked at the MRI. We reviewed that the other day, and he's like, okay, like everything seems to be mostly okay other than the inflammation. Like you've got really bad inflammation, tendonitis, bursitis, and he's like, where does it hurt? I'm like, here. He's like, okay, that's your AC joint. He's like, so you got like stuff rubbing and, you know, grinding against each other and everything else. He's like, let's try and reduce the inflammation. We'll give you a shot. And I'm thinking... Oh, okay. Like, I had never seen one of these. Like, I've heard of the steroid shots in person. Then he brings it in, and the needle's, like, as long as my arm.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, ah, okay. But that's going to go where now? That's going to go where? And I mean, at this point, like, over the last couple of years with all the vaccines and everything else, like, I'm no stranger to needles. But he looks at that thing and he goes, look that way. And I'm like, happily.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Ew, and you know that mostly went in your arm because they wouldn't need one that long if it wasn't going
to right.
go
well,
in.
Well, that's the thing. It has to go gross. Into the joint, yeah. right? So it doesn't just go into the muscle. So he sticks it in. Well, he put like he used this cold spray to like numb my right. arm. And then he jams it in there. And like he didn't jam it. He was, you know, it didn't hurt. But then I could feel it moving around in there as he was like looking for the perfect. And I'm like, ooh, that it didn't hurt. But I'm just like, this doesn't feel good. Like, I don't know what this.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
But that needle, that syringe was filled with steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just kind of, I have this vision in my mind where if I get like really mad, I'm wondering if my right arm isn't just going to like turn green and get like massively muscular. So
I'm going to roid rage.
Yeah, Hulk arm. Yeah. That's what I'm waiting to happen. But yeah, that's what, so now basically what happens now is that was yesterday. Incidentally, like today it was kind of touch and go. At times it felt almost normal, but then other times it was still popping and stuff like
right.
that. So his whole thing is he's like, okay, like I guess there's something with the steroid action where you can't get surgery for 3 months on that section because of whatever. So he said, keep an eye on it. Rehab it if you can, like he's like, do like light stretching and stuff at home, and if it's not better in 3 months, then we're just gonna have to do surgery.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay. I mean, it's arthroscopic surgery though, so it's like really minimally invasive. It's like a quick recovery time, I guess. You know, and he was even saying, he's like, honestly, that would take care of all of your problems. He's like, I do these all the time, and people think that they've got like bionic arms after the surgery's done because it cleans everything out.
I was gonna say,
there.
So what do they do? Like shave off all the
yeah,
stuff.
So like there's like a small bone. Well, that's the other problem. There's a small bone spur in there too. So like he's gonna like file that off a little bit. You clean out some of the inflamed material right. and everything else, and then you just let it kind of, you know, set back and get normal again. But I'm just hoping maybe it won't have to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully this shot does some magic. And he's telling me, he's like, well, he's like, this could make it better for a couple weeks. It could make it better for a couple months. He's like, this could permanently solve the problem. Like, we don't
sure.
know. He's like, but just keep an eye on it. So I'm hoping it at least gets a little bit better. But yeah, I'm going to have to start like doing some gentle
yoga
and like gentle rehab like next week. I'm going to start stretching it and like working it again because I haven't done a damn thing with it
right.
in like 2 months. So, like, I went to the gym. I go to the gym still, but all I can do is legs because I can't lift anything with my upper body. So, it's leg day every day, which is, like, my worst nightmare because I hate leg day. Everybody hates leg day.
Yeah, but at least this way you don't have, like, chicken legs.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're balancing things out.
Yeah, there's, like, I'm the yin to the rest of the universe's
yeah.
yang. Like, everybody else skips leg day, nothing but leg day for
yeah.
me. So, like, everybody else has massively swole upper bodies and then these tiny little legs. Me, I'm going to have, like, freaking tree trunk legs and just, like, a very diminutive upper stature.
My tire's going to go flat outside and he's going to be like, don't need a jack.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to get my legs underneath it and just, blah, just squat it right into the air. And then if something does happen, though, I could just get mad and Hulk arm punch it right into space. So you won't have to worry about it.
You should have only worked your one arm and you could have Popeye arm.
Yeah.
It could be only that one big arm.
That actually happened to my sister's fiance. He had a horrific elbow injury doing like a CrossFit competition. And then like I saw a picture of him like months later. Like he kept working out with the other side of his body. So then he's like flexing and his one arm was just teeny tiny and skinny. And his other arm was like massive and swollen. I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
don't attack me on my right side.
That would drive me insane
at
the way I need things to be even.
Well, that's with me. Like, I mean, theoretically, I could still do everything with my left side. But why would I do that? Why would I look like a weird freaking half-drawn freak or something? Like some cartoonist is drawing me and just like got lazy when he got to the right half of my body.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. It's got to be evened out, or at least mostly even. I can't deal with the rest of that, but yeah, that's me. So
good luck with the steroids.
Yeah,
how's it feel to be on the juice?
It feels great. Rage. on the show today, though, on the Pizzity podcast, we've got the first pictures This was very exciting to me, being like the science nerd and everything else. The first pictures released from the James Webb Space Telescope. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit. Then we have, now you've heard of red flags when it comes to relationships. There's something called pink flags now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I don't know what it is, but we'll get to it, ooh, I guess. We are going to take a mental age test. Stoked.
I am not.
I already know the answer. I'm 5.
That's the age I was going for.
Yeah, extremely childish. I would be surprised if any of us didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Kara, who's just like an old soul. It's like 84.
She's not just an old soul. She's just old.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's just an old body.
She takes the test.
All right, pile of sweat.
She takes the test.
Think of me
and like,
my underwear. That's your fault.
Well... Yeah, that yellow guy. What? Do I do?
No, the test asks you, like, were you on the Titanic?
Yes.
Your acumen matches these third class passengers.
Oh,
you like how I put you in third class, too? Like, you got caged up and left below deck to drown.
Wow.
Like, I don't know why. I don't know why I went
You're
there,
old but... and you're poor.
I know. compliment me some more.
We've got a listener active. If you've ever forgotten your phone at home, we ask you, how far would you drive back to get it?
I got a funny story about that.
Okay. And if we have time, we'll get to this. When it comes to a survival situation, there is a rule of threes. That is very important to help you prioritize things. So
food.
I love how we leave the survival stuff to last that we never get to.
Yeah, because you know, like, there may potentially be a listener who, like, gets lost in the woods this very next weekend. And they're like, if only they'd... But sorry, I mean, it is what it is.
Maybe we'll get to it, maybe not.
Maybe we will. I mean, it's your life on the line, not ours. But yeah, all that is on the way.
A freak accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality what?
There we go.
Craft soda. What?
What do they brew? The craft soda? Quality craft soda. High quality.
Highest quality. Highest. I got cut off. Highest quality craft soda is Parlor Beverages. You'll ever gulp it down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle.
There's
I know.
Language.
I'm all sorts of
language exists. It's a thing.
What? So they're rock and roll lifestyle. No, I'm just screwing it all up. I give up. Are we going to just keep going with this?
Well, you got to mention the flavors at least. They got 3 flavors.
We're going with this. All right, fair enough. So, yeah, their flavors are root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch beer.
Yeah, Parlor. we're completely falling apart here. Parlor Beverages, they're experimental. They're nostalgic. They're just filled with awesomeness. And, you know, somebody brought this up to me. It was Lazy E, right? You mentioned it off the show. You know, what do you think about when you think of summertime? Things come to mind. Ice cream, obviously,
well,
top of that
Kara
list.
Kara thinks of me in my underwear.
Right, well, there's that. When you're not Lazy E, or maybe when you are sweating like Lazy E, you want a delicious refreshment. Pair ice cream and Parlor root beer, the greatest root beer float you may ever try.
We have done this.
It will alter your entire outlook on life and the meaning of the universe, frankly.
Stop whatever you're doing, even if you're dreaming of me in my underwear, and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Or something.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
I love space.
I do too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is one of the most fascinating things that you can really discuss as far as science goes, in my opinion. If you're not talking about the subatomic universe, you got to be talking about the macro universe, which is the universe at large.
I like mac and cheese.
Arguably, the only place creepier than the ocean
is
the vastness of space. Now we are getting the best look at space that we've ever gotten before. With the first images released from the James Webb Space Telescope. This was a big thing the other day. I'm not sure if any of you saw these pictures. Everybody was sharing
them. Oh, we have it up on our website and our social medias.
Yeah, and I mean, these, Mickey, did you see them?
No. I'll show you, Mickey, so you're prepared.
Yeah, so some of these...
She's not prepared.
She's going to be prepared now.
They've only gotten a handful of these pictures so far. Now, this is basically... Well, we'll show her what they are as we describe them, too. Or you could just show her right now.
That's pretty. It's a pretty.
Yeah. So this this telescope is basically the spiritual successor to the Hubble.
I think so.
I was surprised that they're expecting its lifespan to be about 20 years.
Wow.
But, like, the Hubble is way older than that, isn't it?
Life expectancy has gone down, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but I think also where this is going compared to the Hubble, right?
Yeah, the Hubble is just in orbit around Earth.
Okay.
You know, they can go up there, and I think they have gone up there to make repairs to it over the course of its lifespan. This thing, though, is elsewhere in the solar system. It is close to 1,000,000 miles away from Earth. It is not orbiting the planet. It is in its own orbit around the sun at this point.
When did they launch this?
Last December.
Okay, so this is fairly recent.
Yeah, December 2021, they sent it up.
Blue.
You can move really quick in a vacuum.
I don't know.
I don't vacuum.
Well, what's crazy, right, is you think about, like, oh, that thing only took, you know, a little over half a year to get to 1,000,000 miles away. Like, that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
And then you realize that the Voyager spacecrafts only just entered interstellar space, like, within the last handful of years, and they were launched in the 70s. So that's the exterior of the solar system. It took that long for them to get outside of the sun's influence. Like, that's pretty cool. Well, space is big. That's the point.
All right, I guess.
These pictures, though, are fascinating. So this is a state-of-the-art telescope using all kinds of high-tech cameras and mirrors and all sorts of devices to get the best rendered pictures of the universe that we've gotten so far. And it has all these different measurement devices, so it does, like, spectrometer readings and things like that, which we'll get into a little bit. But the big thing is it uses infrared technology to see things that otherwise would not have been visible either from the ground or even using the Hubble, because that had outdated technology in it.
Oh my gosh. Gives me the chills.
Yeah. Well, this is the most fascinating one. So the first picture, they're calling SMAX 0723.
Catchy.
Always.
This is a deep field image. The fascinating thing about this is they've repeated this a bunch of times, and I think it's the most interesting thing. Not that one. It's the one of all the galaxies. Not that one. That one.
Oh, yeah this one. Yeah, yeah.
Deep field, yes. If you hold up a grain of sand at arm's length into the sky, that's the size of that's the amount of sky that this is a picture of. That's one grain of sand at arm's length. And, like, everything in that picture, with the exception of the things like with the six pointed, really bright objects, those are relatively near. They're stars within our own galaxy. Everything else in that picture is a galaxy in and of itself.
A galaxy!
And that's in one grain of sand.
That's
up in this one grain of sand's worth of sky.
Come on, a galaxy.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah,
I can't. My
each
brain
one
can't.
Of those little lighted dots has within it billions upon billions upon billions of stars of its own.
What if we see someone wave? That would be weird.
Well, I love the people who were sharing memes ahead of, like, the first pictures. They're like, what are we going to see? And it was like an alien waving outside of the window of a UFO or something like that. So yeah, absolutely. What the cool thing about that too is there are, like, splotches on it, on the image, and you might look at that and think, man, what a garbagey camera, you know, that they're using up there. I thought this was supposed to be state of the art. The thing is, those splotches are actually galaxies that are behind other galaxies, and because of the way gravitational dilation works, the light is being bent through space and time, and that's what that looks like when you see that with
the
your
splotches
eyes.
I see are Kara's fingerprints on her phone.
Yeah, there are
that
fingerprints
is a,
on
that
my
is
phone.
A dirty screen.
Oops.
My God.
You know what?
What the hell are you doing?
Absolutely crazy, though, that all that is in one grain of sand's worth of sky.
That is pretty amazing.
Just nuts. People were sharing that image saying things like, you know, oh, there's a 0% chance that we're alone in the universe. Like, look at all that out there. But, I mean, I like to remind people, too, though, that, like, there was that Oxford study a couple years ago that basically said, statistically speaking, life is borderline impossible and shouldn't exist at all, which is why, incidentally, a lot of people say, like, oh, life on Earth probably was delivered here by a comet or something, because the idea of life spontaneously coming into existence is literally impossible, virtually statistically impossible. So that's the whole thing. Is life is actually very rare. Just because you see a lot of it on our planet doesn't mean there's a lot of it elsewhere in the universe.
So crazy.
Like, so many dominoes had to fall in the exact perfect order for life to happen.
Well, at least from what we know.
Well, yeah, from what we, you know, life as we understand it, you know, it shouldn't exist. Consciousness is in and of itself a scientific anomaly. So, like, a lot of people assume, oh, just look at all that. There's got to be a life elsewhere out there. It's like, that's ignoring how statistically unlikely life is to exist. Mm-hmm. You would need the amount of stars that exist in the observable universe just to give yourself even a chance for one life to happen, which, lucky enough for us, happened here a couple
of... Yeah. What a freak accident. Oh! Look
also,
what I did there!
Also, this podcast could exist. Talk about the universe observing itself. Anyway.
You didn't like that.
I didn't.
He looked at me. You liked it, you liar. That was exactly
that was
up
a
your
you.
Alley.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't say that was a me.
Well, it was.
I'm a dad joke. That's not a dad joke.
What's one cool thing about this is this telescope can also take can read atmospheric composition from light
anywhere.
Years and light years and light years away. So there's one planet out there called a WASP-96b.
Ooh.
It filtered the light of its star through its atmosphere, and it used its infrared technology to determine, like, what is in the atmosphere based upon how light passes through it. You can do that with science. And basically, they determined that this planet probably has water and clouds.
Wow.
So it has the ability to have life.
Well, it's also ridiculously hot. It's like 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit on that planet's surface. So
it's Florida.
Basically, yeah. The next cool thing was the Southern Ring Nebula. I think we've all seen this before. It looks like a giant eyeball floating in space. Really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's Sauron. He's out there. That's a dying star that is ejecting gas and particles into
that's
the
me.
Space around it. Yeah. It basically, they should have just called it Lazy E's Butthole. That's what they should have named this constellation.
The Winking Eye.
Stevens Quintet is really cool. Yeah. This is a cluster of five galaxies that are all slowly merging, and you can actually see two of them are actively like tearing each other apart as they're
that's
becoming
terrifying.
One galaxy. Yeah, horrific, right?
Because what if there is life?
Bye.
Yeah,
I know. Whatever. See you a couple billion years.
Well, here's the thing, though. As far as life goes, we're talking life as we know it,
right?
Yeah. You know, you never know. Like, I had a teacher in seventh grade. He used to always say, we keep picturing aliens and things like that to be exactly like us, and life only can exist the way we know it. How do we know there's not things out there that are breathing methane gas and only live on thousands of Fahrenheit?
Or based off of something that isn't carbon.
Right.
Maybe they're
you know, so,
nitrogen-based or
sure.
silicone-based, as Star Trek
right.
postulated. You know, if there's any number of theoretical possibilities,
but anyway.
I mean, yeah. But even so, it would
silicone-based, big boobies. Nice.
They're the aliens that you see in what is it? Total Recall with the three boobs.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Okay,
that's
so
them.
See you later, life in Stevens Quintet.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Enjoy that party. And then we've got the Carina Nebula, which
oh, that's
is
so cool.
Yeah, amazing. It's like
that looks like a Marvel movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Somebody was actually sharing an image from Guardians of the Galaxy where Peter Quill and Gamora are standing on like an observation deck or something, and that's behind them.
That's just insane.
It's crazy. Yeah. So that's a nebula. Stars are being formed in there. That's all a whole bunch of gas and different bits of matter that are all floating through space. And then it's actually the interesting thing about that image is I remember they were saying that using the new technology from the new telescope, we're able to see in this image way more than we were able to see before in terms of like stars and galaxies and things that are on the other side of the nebula, mm-hmm. which before were obscured.
I look at these pictures and it's like when I went from an SD television to HD.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It's crazy.
Or when you went from like rear projection to flat screen,
yeah.
and all of a sudden you're like, wow, color, what's that?
It's a better view than my eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This literally looks too real to be real.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's fascinating. It's super cool. And I mean, personally, and this is more of like a weird, like wistful kind of thing, but it's like these are the kinds of things that we should be focused on, not like mm-hmm. the stupid stuff that divides us and rips us apart and dumb
yeah,
nonsense.
Yeah, not staying alive. That's not important.
Well, this is part of being alive, is aspiring to something greater, you know, looking out into the stars and, you know, desiring to go out there and find what's out there. That's, you know, the explorational part of the human spirit, Mickey, not just the one that says, let me kill you for that meat because I need to live and I really don't care if you don't.
All right.
We're enlightened creatures, Mickey. We're not barbarians.
I beg to differ.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? We're going to play a game of Smash Rock against Rock then after the show is over, and we'll see who's right. We'll settle this with an old-fashioned game of Rock Smash.
I love Rock Smash.
It's the best game ever. Check out these images, though. Like Lazy E said, they're at our website?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's freakaccident.com, obviously. So go and be amazed. I can't wait to see what other stuff this telescope is gonna show
gonna be,
us, though.
It's going to be a living thing, I'm telling you, by the end of this.
I hope it's like a face that comes right up to the front of it, like,
yeah, it takes like a selfie with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be amazing.
The nebula just like turns and looks at it and it gives it like a duck face.
Yeah. Oh. It has to do that. That'd be great.
It realizes that it's getting creeped on. Yeah. Up next, you've heard of red flags. What are pink flags?
Hmm.
We'll clue you in.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Pink, it's my new obsession.
Uh-huh.
So we've all heard of red flags when it comes to relationships. It's typically used to describe something that's a glaringly obvious fault,
mm-hmm.
right? That should be an immediate disqualifier, but I don't know. Some people are
bullheaded.
Either bullheaded or...
They like bad boys.
Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like...
Dumb.
Well, that's part of it, probably.
A glutton for punishment?
Yeah.
It just makes them more attractive. Ugh. But anyway, this is pink flags, which according to the definition in Cosmo.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, Scientific Magazine, so let's do it.
Yeah, they talked about it back in... don't you love that we're going from, like, NASA to Cosmo?
Oh.
I mean, only on this show.
The cosmics to the cosmos.
Of course. See?
So Huffington Post just did a write-up about this, but people are referencing that this has been a thing since like 2017 in Cosmo. Okay, so pink flags are subtle signs that someone may not be a good fit for you and that your relationship is doomed. But maybe not always. Maybe.
These may be fixable.
These may be fixable. Unlike a red flag, which is like, no. Pink flag is like, maybe. It's a gray,
what was that again?
It's a gray area.
No, it's pink area.
Oh!
The pink area is realistically the ultimate goal of, you know, when you're dating somebody.
Now I can't use this.
So here are a few examples of pink flags, according to the Huffington Post in their new article.
I thought this was Cosmo. What happened?
Well, the term,
I'm so confused.
It started
term
years
has been
ago,
around
yeah.
since Cosmo talked about it in 2017.
Oh, and Huffington Post is bringing it back.
Yes.
great.
Right. It's back in style. Back in black or pink.
It's back
the,
again.
It's back in the pink. You want to get into the pink.
That's all right.
So, changes in behavior are a pink flag.
For example?
Okay, so like they're not as affectionate as they used to be. Although this plainly says this could be a red flag, and in my mind it would be.
Well,
I could see how it could be a pink flag.
It could be a pink flag, but it could also just be the natural way a relationship is going. It depends on what you think your relationship is supposed to be like. Because there's a honeymoon phase, mm-hmm, too.
Sure. Yep.
And things settle down a little bit after that. So people may be overthinking that, thinking it's a pink flag or a red flag, when it's just, this is how relationships go. You're not going to be like on top of each other 24/7. Except me and Chris.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I was going to say, or it could be the fact that they're changing in a way that you want the relationship to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, yes, it's changed. It happens.
Yeah, I don't get the notion that people should always be, one, reliably consistent, which, like, have you ever known anybody to be perfectly reliably consistent all the time? And two, to just remain static and never change at all. People change. They do change over time. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always like, "Girls can't change a tiger stripe." People do change. Mm-hmm. Experiences, good and bad, change people. So, I mean, to expect that, like, oh, this person should always be exactly as I found them forever, I think is a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on what you're talking about as far as changes in behavior.
Right.
Though. If it's like, if all of a sudden they're, like, being really, like, standoffish and or disinterested, or, you know what I mean? Like, you're...
Yeah, disinterested is a totally different term, like, than changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Like, slowly not being as affectionate, right, but still being affectionate.
Like a subtle change, yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
At the same time, though, to your point, like, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they're going through something, and they're just afraid to talk to you about it, and this is how it just bears out in their relationships.
Sure.
You know?
So, hence, pink flag.
Yep.
Pink. Two in the pink.
No, stop it.
No, that was number one. This is two in the pink. That's literally the next item is the other person. Gary, you don't got to look that disappointed.
Because I'm giving Mickey the okay to reach out and kill you.
Oh, is that what that is?
That was the look. That was the go for it, man.
The unspoken language of ladies is always fascinating.
She knew exactly what I was saying with my eyeballs.
Yep.
Okay, well, I haven't
Hello
seen...
Hello to you, too.
The Wolverine claws haven't deployed just yet, so I'm going to keep going. The other person never has an opinion on things is considered a pink flag.
Yeah.
Could be scared.
I mean,
which
well,
is a pink flag
scared
the other
of
way.
What?
The other person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is the other way. But
it's like
holding
a mirror up to your own red flag. You're like, how long has that been stuck in the back of my shirt?
It's like, what do you want to get for dinner? I don't care. It's up to you. What color do you want to paint the bedroom? I don't care. It's up to you. Where do you want to go on vacation? I don't care. It's up to you. Like, that's...
annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, a murderer does that to me.
So it's a pink flag because I think, right, like, it's maybe not a deal breaker for you, but... could be for somebody else.
There was even something, Mickey, you and I were talking about recently where murderer was like, I'll defer to your opinion on the matter.
Yep.
And you're just like, that's not helpful.
Yep.
Which, like, but that's just kind of the way he is, though.
Sure. You know, and I mean, he does have strong opinions about other things.
There. So that's
there,
not
there is a
never.
Balance. Mm-hmm. Right. There is a balance there. But yes, there are certain things where he just goes, this is yours. You handle it. And I go, okay, thanks for the help.
Me interjecting my opinion wouldn't improve on this at all. Maybe is where he's coming from with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's good to be that way sometimes. Just kind of go with the flow and not, like, force things to go the way that you want
absolutely.
Them to. But I guess it depends, right, on the situation.
Yeah. When I need, like, you know, mental help, he's not the one to go to.
Wow.
He's like, I got jokes, though.
Yes.
I'll make you laugh. Number three is mismatched love languages.
Sure.
I don't know, because people, I feel like a lot of people have different love. Like, say your love language is acts of service. So you do things around the house to make...
proofreader.
I'm sorry, I almost said book reader.
Same thing.
To make her feel like loved. You know, you take care of things around the house.
She didn't say book burner. That would have been
her. Her love language might be like acts of affection.
Right.
Like, yeah, like actually touching you and massaging you and
okay,
whatever.
Okay,
so
now I understand.
You show your love in different ways.
I was like,
ways.
Different love languages? Do we speak different languages? That may be a problem.
But
this is interesting to me because I always thought that that whole thing with love languages, I thought that was mostly a thing with religious communities.
Oh, no.
That's like a regular thing?
That's a therapeutic psychological thing. Mm-hmm.
It kind of helps you in your relationship to figure out what your love language is, because then you know how to better show your affection to your significant
sure.
other, and they know how to do that.
It makes sense that there would be, I think there is something to be said for it, but I seem to recall that in religious circles, there are a lot of...
I'm sure they utilize it.
There's a lot of material published with that kind of framework.
Well, it's important because you need to know how you are speaking to somebody else and that communication is coming through.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really think that that's necessarily a deal breaker, though. I mean,
I
you
mean
just
either.
Have
well,
to...
Well, that's why it's a pink flag.
Right.
That's fixable.
Well, look at their Kara's explanation there. So, like, if Proofreader was needing affection to fill her love tank, mm-hmm. and you needed... Yeah, that's how they word
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's good.
But, yeah, I know, right?
That sounded...
But
dirty.
You need
sounds so mechanical, doesn't it? Yeah, feel that love tank.
But you need services, and neither of you are ever giving each other. Eventually, you're going to burn each other out.
Right.
But the good thing is, like we were saying, pink flag, that's fixable.
Right,
it is
like,
absolutely
okay. Maybe
if
she
wants
me to do more stuff around the house,
and that shows
I can do that.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really necessarily think that it's even something that needs to be fixed in the other person, as long as you just understand the language that they're speaking.
Yep.
And the language that you're speaking, mm-hmm. as long as they understand you. Like, it's not like you don't need to force them to adopt your language. You just need to understand that it's different. Right?
Yeah. And when all else fails, just speak French.
What is that in French?
Mickey, go. You're French.
Nope.
Mickey, is that French?
That's sloppy French.
That's sloppy French. Yeah.
It'll look like a French kiss, but...
Sounds like the language that those worms had in Men in Black, the ones who were always drinking coffee. That's
that's their love language.
Yeah, interesting. So basically, I mean, can we think of any more that are like the things that would be like pink flags that are kind of like, oh... Like something to maybe make note of, but not necessarily panic about.
You know, one thing for me when I was dating, because it's been a while, so I mean, it's hard to really think back, but people that don't enjoy humor mm-hmm. of different kinds.
I just think that that's like incompatibility, frankly.
Well, yeah, but that's a pink flag. That's part of being a pink flag, is that it's at least a sign. For me. Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean.
What do you have?
Maybe, I don't know. Like, if you don't want to... See, I'm really close with my family. So for me, a pink flag would be if you don't like to do things with my family as we do things together, and you're not willing to try to spend a little bit of time. Like, if we're always with your family and friends and never with mine, and... I know you're okay with spending time with family, just not mine. That's like a pink flag. Why not mine? Like, but if you'll try, then it doesn't become a red flag. It just stays pink. And
again,
then eventually maybe goes green. I don't know.
Most things can be solved by communication, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Mickey, do you have any?
Nope, because I'm not communicating.
Wow. That's not... Well...
Mickey speaks French.
That's a pink flag.
Mickey's covered in pink flags. She might as well just be like drenched in pink paint at this point on this show. Let's see. For me, I don't know. I think like one might be like a pink flag would be not like immediately responding to text messages, phone calls, et cetera, et cetera. It's like,
oh,
you know, that is potentially a problem.
So needy.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, it could be construed as an issue, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an
good
issue.
Okay.
It's understanding, hey, like, you know, if someone's not getting back to you, it could just be because they're busy or distracted or whatever. It doesn't mean, like, if they don't respond to your text message in 5 minutes, that, like, they've left you and they've, you know, moved to France with, you know, a lover that they've discovered at work or something like
That's
that.
That's what I think of proofreader all the time.
Right, yeah.
If she doesn't text me back right away, she's cheating on
right,
me.
Right, yeah. Like if Kara doesn't respond to golfers' texts.
I don't
she's
respond.
With Lazy E in his sweaty undies.
Oh, you know, it's
like in my sweaty undies.
Yeah.
Oh. We're sharing undies now.
The face. Kara's face.
That was the bitter beer face. I haven't seen that in years.
If the dream went longer, I would have squeezed out the underwear into a martini glass and she would have just sucked it down.
No, now here's the problem. You mentioned that. It's going to go into my subconscious and I'm going to dream that
yes,
tonight.
Yes, you are.
You're
going
to dream of drinking my undies.
You're
going
to be doing that in a nebula.
Yeah, you've also completely ruined now space and her ability to drink casually at bars too. So congratulations.
Thanks. You're welcome.
She's been ruined. If you have a pink flag that you'd like to include in the conversation, freaks at afreakaccident.com. And I don't know, watch out for those, maybe.
Sure.
Up next, how mentally damaged are we? Let's find out.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Specifically, our mental age... apparently, there's a lot of these videos on TikTok right now.
Yeah, yeah,
social media viral. Manager, go. What is that true?
Yes. No, it is. It's all over social media. People are taking this quiz. It's kind of like the face thing that people did where they were getting older. Remember that app?
Oh, okay.
So this is now the new thing that people are doing and kind of sharing their results online.
Interestingly, according to the New York Post, it doesn't have to do with IQ. It's about how mature or immature you are compared to other people your age. Hmm. But what's the baseline for that, though? Like, who determined what is mature thinking? You know what I mean?
I think they're going by average. You know what I mean? Like, not average as a person, but what the average person would do if they were mature.
Okay.
The stereotypical thing, I guess you should say.
Oh, stereotypes. Well, this is a
30-question quiz, mostly true or false. We will debate a little bit each question, but we're not going to say what we actually pick as our individual answers because I want to hear at the end what each of us actually has for a mental age.
Okay.
Sure.
And listener, if you want to play along, it's arealme.com.
Yes.
/ mental.
Yes.
/ EN specifically, because I went in there, it was Chinese.
Yeah, so was mine.
I think
you have to have English.
Well, congratulations. The People's Republic of China now has all of our private information now that we've logged into this website.
Whatever. I have TikTok on my phone already done.
Regardless, good point. First question is, I have my principles.
I had them all throughout my school years.
But you don't have them now. They're gone. They retired when you graduated.
Yeah, that's true.
Be careful you don't click the Are You Depressed test. I just had
to watch
that. And I'm like, the mental disorder test. Ooh, I wonder what I'm going to get on that. Am I going to score 100?
Why does this next one have Sorry It's My Secret as an option?
What? Wait, where are you?
Is it I spend most of my time on?
No. My next one is I don't want to think about complicated things.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Hang on.
He clicked on something.
He ruined
it. No, I think I hit it too early.
Is that yours, Mickey, too? You have
no, mine's I don't want to think about complicated things.
I got it.
All right, so I don't want to think about complicated things. I like how the answers are true, false, or neither. I mean, again, we're not going to explain what we're doing, but does anybody like thinking about complicated things?
I mean, I feel like I do it on a daily basis.
Well, that's true. You do a lot of math on
this is the
basis.
One I'm talking about.
I spend most of my time on, and then it's a list of social media websites.
I'm going to fill in the other option.
Oh, no. Or what? XTube?
No. You know what I'm going to write?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to write sleeping.
That's not a social media website.
Doesn't matter. Though. They left it open.
You should put a freakaccident.com and see
how
immediately puts you in the negative by like 60. Negative 60 maturity points years old or whatever.
Tears come to my eyes very often.
Mickey, just because you're a soulless freak doesn't mean that it's unusual for other people to feel emotions.
But very often?
Depends how emotional you are, I guess.
How emotional am I?
Very.
I know, I am very emotional. You're probably
right. You tear up every time you even think about your dog, crying out loud.
You're right.
See?
You already
are. I was about to lie on that one.
Now she's getting upset that she was wrong, and look at her. She's getting all flustered.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
It's so hard on me sometimes. Some people tell me...
what my answer is to this one.
One of the kids I work with part-time...
When they tell you that, you're like, I'm young. No.
You are like a middle-aged person. One of the kids I work with part-time mentioned the other day that he should get a commendation from like the city or something for doing all this charity work with the elderly.
And I'm
like,
oh man,
I'm gonna elbow drop you right in the freaking head. I get angry quite often. Don't anybody say a word about me. Just keep it to yourself.
La, la, la.
Hey, you know what though? I've been working on it. I don't get mad nearly with the regularness that I used to.
The words
don't
aren't
give me
still
that.
Not coming out right.
What kind of rock eyebrow do you smell what Mickey's cooking face is that?
I like to be friends with those older than me.
There was a bunch of old people in the barbershop today who wouldn't shut up about, remember this and do you know that? And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want anything to do with these people. Although I am dating somebody 5 years my senior. Married to someone 5 years my senior.
I was
going to
say, when did you go extracurricular?
Yes or no? What is neither, I guess? Because
like you
don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this one? I do not like to get up early in the morning.
Kara doesn't like to get up at all. That's like...
Yeah.
What if you don't like it, but it doesn't necessarily bother you?
Neither.
Like, I guess that would be neither, wouldn't it? Yeah.
How about I care about my clothes and hairstyle? We know the answer for me.
I know.
You dress like a toddler. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Dress like a toddler.
Yeah, it's
act
fine.
Like a toddler.
I like be good. Yeah. I like this one. I say, "Come on," or "It must be a great day to myself every morning when getting up." Come on.
I like how for a brief period, like when you click on the answer, it gives you like the results that people take.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how like vast majority of people selected one particular answer to that question, which surprises me, I guess, but not really. I know that all reality is a phantom and all phantoms are real.
What does that mean?
It's an expression.
There's your option.
Yep. I'm going to put no. It's pretty obvious.
I always act before thinking. That's funny.
Yeah.
Who's got the next one?
I will be sleepless before a long journey.
I guess that means like you're excited. Like
you're excited
when you're going on vacation or
excited
something.
Or
like,
nervous.
Stay up all night.
Yeah, or like nervous to
you
leave.
You don't do that?
No. I get a full night's sleep before I have to drive in the morning to go somewhere.
No, when I get to go do exciting things, I get like 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just always sleep. I don't know what's popular amongst young people.
The language in these questions are terrible. It's true. Yeah. I don't know those stuff.
Yeah,
this next one's really weird.
You've got to work on your grammar.
I have a dream.
Just, I get what
if they're
saying.
If you say true, it's going to say, surprise, you're racist. What do you think? You're Martin Luther King? I have had some hard times in my life. Does anybody, who are the people who are answering no to that?
Well,
everything's
the
easy.
1%.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Right.
I actually put false because I don't look at what I've went through as hard times comparatively.
That's not the question.
That would have been neither then, right?
Well, that's the
nope,
question.
You're wrong.
What I view as hard times is different than what...
You're not allowed to answer that.
Well, too bad I did. Suck it.
Mickey, what's this next one say?
Recently, I sometimes waste time, money, or food. Absolutely not. Who wastes food?
You don't throw any food out at your business?
Again, another
weird
one.
We try not
to. Just crack the code on Mickey's Matrix. I can hit a cockroach with a book.
What?
I can. Do I want to, though? Probably not. Because
that sounds like a terrible idea.
The hide of those things is very strong, actually.
Oh, my
They're
God.
Hard to
that's
kill.
Disgusting sounding.
The hide?
Yeah. Is it like a turtle?
No, but they got a hard shell. Like, you got to really crunch them to...
That's disgusting.
And also, if you kill
You're
them...
You're disgusting.
It might break out their eggs.
What?
You never
oh,
step
oh, yeah,
on a cockroach.
That's right. Yeah, the old rumor that, like, the eggs get implanted in your shoe, and then they hatch when you go home in your house. And then they all scurry about.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds gross. I don't want to live alone.
Sweet dreams. Enjoy your dreams tonight. You're going to have Lazy E, except he's a cockroach now, wearing tidy whities, crawling
Serving
across
you up
your
my
ceiling.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I want to grow old.
Wait, did you skip one?
Yeah, she
we
said.
I don't want to live alone.
I wasn't just saying that. That was the next question.
Oh, okay.
Or statement, should I say.
I want to grow old?
It's a statement.
I don't.
I already answered.
Yeah, I really do. I mean,
I think I don't have a choice.
Well, yeah, you don't have a choice, but do
it's,
you want?
Yeah, do you want? That's the question, is do you want?
It's so funny when you're younger how you want to.
Yeah.
No, like I never did. Absolutely not.
Well, fine.
The next one is an interesting glance into your psyche.
Yeah.
I sometimes enjoy laughing at other people.
I answer that easily.
Mm-hmm.
I know, me too.
I mean, it did say sometimes. It doesn't say often.
Yeah, it doesn't say, like, all I do.
Yeah, you could do it from time to time and be guilt-free about it, I think. Doesn't make it right, but it does have. Nobody's free of that.
No.
I'd
prefer staying at home rather than going on a trip.
We know that. We know your answer to that is. You would go nowhere ever for any reason.
Oh, the next one's so easy for me. I don't enjoy reading books.
I think I would have to clarify what true or false means because people are too stupid to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like those trick questions when you were in school. It said this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a plan for the future.
I mean, you can have one just because, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come true,
sure.
I guess. Lazy E, what's this next one?
I sometimes feel like singing. Always.
It don't stop with a feeling. It just happens.
Yeah.
It spontaneously erupts into song. Mickey?
I'd rather live in the countryside rather than a huge metropolis.
Well, considering some of our recent conversations on this show, I think I know what all of our answers to that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am often fooled by others. That's a weird one because, like...
Who wants to admit they're a fool?
Well, how would you know?
Yeah, because they fooled you. Oh, I'm very emotional.
Okay, but what's the question?
I guess I should answer yes to that one.
Shut up!
You guys are jerks.
Mickey?
I can only be happy when I'm following my plan. Everything is on track.
Yeah, but what's the question? I will never miss a deadline.
Kara missed one coming here.
I don't always, No, actually, she was early
today.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah.
My gender.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, men are less mature than women. Isn't that statistically a thing?
I think we should all answer it's a secret on that one.
No.
Why?
It's not a secret. I am a man.
A man, man.
To cheat the computer.
Oh, it's over already.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will start with Lazy E. Lazy E, what is your mental age based upon your answers?
My real age is 38, going to be 39 soon.
Yeah.
My mental age is 34.
Ooh.
It's almost spot on.
Yeah.
All right.
A stately gentleman.
I'm not going to lie. I took this earlier today, but I got a different answer this time.
That's weird.
But I think I answered a couple of these a little bit differently based on our talking.
Pink flag. Pink flag. She's changing her behavior. She's changing her answers.
Psycho.
I'm 40, and my mental age is 39.
Oh.
It says I'm sophisticated.
Ooh. What did you get earlier?
34.
Oh.
Oh, so you got mine last time.
Now, there's actually a descriptor at the bottom. Did you read what yours is, Lazy?
No.
Because you said sophisticated, Kara. That was yours.
Oh, that. Yeah, I did.
I already lost mine.
Mickey, what are you?
I think mine's broken. It says I'm over worried and I'm 32.
Mine said over worried. That's what it said.
Over worried. Wow. Yeah. Apparently, I'm carefree.
Oh.
And I'm 28.
Whoa!
Even though I'm 33. So look at that.
You.
Youthful in all aspects, except my busted arm, my breaking knees, and my sore back.
Other than that.
Cavities in my head, eyesight going.
Jeez.
Organ failures.
Take the test. Tell us how old you mentally are.
Yeah, there you go. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Let us know the answers. I want to know how mentally childish our audience is. To listen to this, I mean, it's got to be bad news. I'm just saying. Now, up next is the listener active. If you left your phone at home, how far would you go to get it?
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
I'm heading out, and all I'm taking with me is my phone, wallet, keys. Yeah, phone, wallet, keys. Just those three things, please. Need my phone, wallet, keys.
It's my mantra.
Here's a fun question about, these days it seems to be most people's most valued possession is their phone. It's their connection to everything. So if you were driving to work and realized you forgot your phone at home, how far away would you have to be before you wouldn't go back for it? Okay, the average answer in a new poll was a maximum of 10 minutes away. So in other words, that's 20 minutes of total recouped time, 10 minutes back to get it, and then 10 minutes back to get to where you were before you realized you didn't have it anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have my answer.
All right. Well, we'll start with us then. Mickey, go ahead.
I don't care.
Right. I know. Everybody knows.
You just wouldn't drive back.
You are correct. If I have gotten into said car and it has started rolling and I realize I forgot my phone, I continue to roll.
Even if you're still in the driveway?
Yeah, like, don't care. I'm not getting back out of the car for my phone.
So I don't know if it's necessarily that she just doesn't care or her laziness
supersedes it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ooh, look at him with the word supersedes.
I know. They're better than regular seeds.
You get really big squashes out of super seeds. Mm-hmm. Okay, because, well, you've done that before. You've
way
left your phone.
Way too many times.
Yeah. Kara, your answer.
So surprisingly, because as much as I'm on my phone for things, you would think my answer would be like, I have to go back for it. But I am the same as Mickey. If I am in my car.
Wow.
And I've done this where, like, if it's personal, if I'm in my car and my phone is in there. Now, I will get out of the car and walk into the house. But once I'm out of the driveway, it's done. I'll just wait till I get where I'm going, call like family and just be like, look, I forgot my phone. Yep. Here's where you can reach me. And that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think part of that is because I grew up in a time when we did not have cell phones and you had to call somebody's house
sure.
and like ring their phone and maybe they weren't home and you couldn't get in touch with them. So maybe that's why I'm sort of okay with not having it.
Right.
I don't know.
I could tell you the one time we were going to Cincinnati. And we were an hour away, and my friend Paul forgot his phone, and we drove back.
Well, I mean, in that instance, though, you're going to another state, another city. I mean, there's no easy way, especially when you're traveling together. I mean, unless he's going to be tied to you guys at the hip, I mean,
you need your phone.
Where are you? You know what I mean? Like, sure. He goes to the bathroom, like, you know, hey, whatever, like, you know, the place clears out, who knows, he gets separated. Like, you need your phone for something like that.
And me personally, I think I'd be the same way, just because everything is on my phone.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the time, we all did, where there wasn't cell phones.
Sure.
But I'm so used to it now that I think I would drive back any amount of time.
An interesting point, what I was just saying, obviously people got along with traveling outside the city, state, country before there were cell phones and somehow managed to make it happen. So it's obviously not necessary, but I mean, for the sheer sake of convenience.
Exactly. You know. And also, I don't think I could ever leave my phone because like if I'm going somewhere out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. I use it as a GPS.
Right. I would immediately think if I were traveling, I mean, even to the point if I were through airport security and realized I didn't have it, like I'm not sure I would not turn around somehow and go back for it. Unless there's like a kiosk where I could get a burner phone really fast, you know, and just throw some minutes on it just so I can like text.
Look at that. He's doing steroids. He has a burner phone now he's talking about.
I'm on the edge, man. But it's, you know, unless there's like a very simple fix, because I mean, that's how am I going to stay in contact with people? Because the other problem is, and I'm just saying this is probably a modern issue for me, I don't remember phone numbers anymore.
Neither do I.
I know what my wife's number is, and that's it.
I don't know proofreaders.
Oh, no.
Still don't.
What? Are you guys children?
Yes. I only know.
No, I'm 34, according to that test.
You really need to ask that
I know,
question?
That was a silly question. No, really, I sometimes leave my phone at home on purpose, just so I can say to people, I forgot my phone, that I can't be bothered
for
a little while. Give
yourself some peace for a day, yeah.
I know that.
Now, I have left my phone, though, at home on my way to work, and, like, for me, that rule, it's happened, like, once or twice. That rule tends to be, if I'm, like, more than 5 minutes down the road, like, I'm not turning back around for it. You know.
I literally just left my phone at the house the other day. I was gone for like, I don't know, 6 hours, and I had, you know, 5 million missed messages.
Sure, yeah.
Why are you answering? I didn't have my phone on me. What do you mean?
All those pink flags from people thinking that she died or ran off with, I don't know.
Nobody cares about that.
Her personality's changing.
Right, just giving all kinds of crazy signals. No, I mean, if I'm still in the neighborhood, like I'll turn back around, even if like I'm at the end of that street, like where the gas station is near where I live, like I'll probably turn around in there and go back. Anything beyond that, though, like once I'm near the highway, there ain't no turning around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, guess what, I'm just not gonna have my phone today.
No, I can't do it.
You need it. He needs it.
I need
wow.
it.
Wow.
Well, here's we did do a listener active with this. Here's where some of the responses. We had L say, my phone is where my music is, and I don't like a quiet drive. I'm not even starting the car if I don't have my phone.
Fair enough.
So she gave the taxes answer. She didn't answer it. It's how far back would you drive?
Well, she's not, saying she wouldn't even start driving is what she's saying.
Okay, but no.
She can't leave without it. That's basically the answer there.
So she would drive back a long time.
I mean, assuming that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah.
In a I guess the hypothetical would be if you were with someone else who was driving and you realize you didn't have, who had their own music, do you realize you don't have your phone? Like, how, like, gun to their head, how far back would you make them drive to go and get your phone?
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. That was a taxes answer. I accept your assessment.
Yeah, right. Instagram, we had a couple answers too. OMG Becky said, I have a kid, so if he's not with me, I'd probably drive 30 minutes to make sure I could keep tabs on him. If he's with me, I don't really need my phone.
Understandable.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Parchment Pads said, as far as it takes, LOL.
Oh, okay, so that's, you know, you're traversing
the globe.
Can't live
without my phone.
Oh, crap, I'm halfway to Elon Musk's Martian colony. I left my phone at home. Time to turn this rocket around.
Literally what she wrote. No. And C. Ebert Itzwell. Depends on how far away I am when I realize I forgot it.
That's
taxes.
That's a non-answer.
Yeah, again.
It depends. Depends on what? What is the answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, taxes.
Freaking taxes answers.
I mean, I guess it depends on how far your job is from where you live to. Like,
but that's
the
question.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's how far would you drive?
God, taxes
are the question.
Taxes are so high, you guys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's expensive. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The same poll also asked kids when they should get their first phone. The most common answer was 13 years old.
Ew.
That seems right, though.
I don't know. For me, I think we've said this before, I would say like 16. Like once you start driving
and you're like alone,
and I need to know where you are when you're alone, like, okay. But beyond
or like
that,
your burner phone, maybe for parents, I could understand. Not like a smartphone.
Well, that's
phone.
What I meant. Right. I meant for a 13-year-old, get him like a cheapo phone and see how he is with responsibility with it.
Sure, absolutely.
But, yeah, I agree. Once he has a job or she has a job, that's when they need the phone.
Because 16 is when you can start working, right?
Yeah.
14,
yeah.
When did it become 14?
It's always been 14.
With working has it?
It's with working papers and like only certain hours and certain days.
Working papers.
It's a real
thing.
When
is this Nazi Germany? Excuse me, do you have your papers?
Well, that's the truth. Is that true? Yeah.
She's talking about burning books and
are your papers? Give us your papers.
Shut. We're back into the German accent, aren't we?
Shut.
There we are.
If you've got a response to this, though, that isn't taxes, freaks at a freak accident.com.
Obviously, Crisco did not start working at 14.
I guess not.
I was 16.
Well,
I needed gas money. Anyway.
I was 15 years old.
Shaw. Okay, so anyway, freaksatafreakaccident.com, that's our email address. The website's also in there in case you forgot about it already, afreakaccident.com. All sorts of stuff there. Every show we've ever recorded is available in the podcast section. 300 and some. I don't know. I lost count. The Connect tab has links to all of our social media sites. You can come hang out, comment, like, interact, see pictures, interact with the next listener active. It's all about you when we do those. And there's also the shop. We got a t-shirt there that you can buy. They're inexpensive. We are fighting. It's us and Arizona Iced Tea. We are not raising our prices.
No, I heard Arizona Iced Tea did raise it.
No.
Oh.
So it's only us.
It's only us. We're it. But yeah, fighting inflation, we will not raise our prices. So yeah, you can get that shirt. And you can also request free stickers by just filling out the request form that's there. And of course, the most important thing is to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to this show, which helps our overall user numbers, which helps us climb higher in the popularity rankings. And leave a good review. Rate us high, rate us well.
And share us with at least one friend. I'm sorry to steal your line, but think about it. If you share us with one person, that doubles our listeners.
If everybody listening right now shares us with one person, we would
look
double.
Look at the numbers, and it's just one for you.
Yeah, if you share it with your friend, we'll have two listeners.
Yeah. Yay! So please.
It's going to be amazing.
We want to have at least half as many hosts that we have on the show.
You hear that, OMG Becky? Share us with your friend and help us double our audience.
And you also made the assumption Julie has one friend.
Soon we shall have listeners like the galaxies in that speck of sand.
Oh, my goodness.
Next week on the show, you're going to have to figure out how to survive between now and then because we did not get to the survival bit.
Hold on.
It is always that survival bit next week. And also apparently a new poll has found a lot of young parents don't know lullabies by heart. We're gonna see if we know any lullabies by heart.
Lots.
Let's lean into our elderliness and pull that one out. So we'll be here for that. You get to hear us sing next week on a freak accident.
See?
Yeah.
It always comes back to singing.
Come back for it. It's going to be great. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
He's sweaty.
Party's over, dude.
Now, I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.